There's been a lot of talk and a growing interest lately in how Israel is going to govern itself in the future, specifically around the seven Noahide laws. That's been a big topic of discussion that we've dealt with here on Peck Report. But also this idea from the Union of Right-Wing Parties leader that says that they want a halachic state in which Israel is governed in accordance with Torah law. Are we going to see that in the future? Is that prophetic? And also, the absolute latest on the Middle East peace plan. All that and more on today's Peck Report. All right, everybody. Hope you are doing well. A lot to get to today. First, we can talk about Bezalel. I have a hard time with these names. I don't know about you. I just want to call the guy Ben. But Bezalel Smotrich of the Union of Right-Wing Parties, URP, said that he wants a halachic state in which Israel is governed in accordance with Torah law. Now, this has made a lot of big news lately, but even a growing interest in the seven Noahide laws has been seen for some reason. You know, what is the interest in this? We've done episodes on this before, and it's possible that all this is prophetic. It's possible that if the Antichrist is really, if our Antichrist is who the Jewish people today are looking for as Messiah, if that's the same figure, and it very well could be, that's one way to interpret certain Bible prophecies, then it could make sense why there would be an establishment of Torah law again that we have been, that we have... Well, let's say it like this. We as Christians have a different relationship with than the Old Testament Jews did, you know, in light of grace and Jesus and you know, I come to fulfill the law and all that stuff. And I know that opens up a really wide debate on law versus grace. And that's not really the point of this Peck Report. But suffice it to say, I could see how it would benefit the Antichrist very well to go back to the conditions that persecuted and killed Jesus Christ, the Pharisees. Because remember, it wasn't all about just following the Torah. They had a lot of added on extra things back then. There were a whole bunch of traditions and things that they were getting involved in. So could we see a return to that? You know, possibly, which really makes it all the more important that we go and evangelize the Jewish people as much as we can, show them who their true Messiah actually is. You know, instruct them, teach them out of love and compassion. Just real quick, we'll get to memberships in a little bit, but the price of your membership, 10% of that does go to efforts to spread the gospel in Israel, in Jerusalem, in Israel. We support two ministries that do that. So your membership goes to that, also goes to the pro-life movement and goes to St. Jude's. But now, Smotrich here has made his comments on CAM radio a couple of weeks ago following similar remarks in a speech that he delivered on around the same time at the Merkaz Harav Yeshiva in Jerusalem, where he said that he was seeking the justice ministry, quote, in order to restore our judges as of old, end quote, and to restore Torah law to the Jewish state. Now, obviously, Christians have had a lot of differing opinions about this and have been kind of going back and forth. Is this something that we should support? If we support Israel, should we support this decision? Should we support the sovereignty of Jewish people to govern themselves in the way that they wish to be governed? Or should we take more of an ideological or even theological opposition to this type of thing, because we as Christians know that we are no longer under the law? How should we look at it? And I think it depends on, personally, I think it depends on what area you're looking at it. If you're making a theological argument for Christianity, and defending, you know, against, say, Judaism or something like that, then, you know, theologically, you would not support this. Now, if you're making just a purely political point, then you could still be a Christian. As a Christian, you could maintain the point that they're a sovereign nation who deserves the right to rule themselves how they see fit. So you could make that argument as well. So it gets a little tricky, but it's a good conversation that we as Christians should have. And of course, there's a lot of differing opinions here, so there's a lot to look at. Now, the position of Justice Minister is currently vacant since Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fired Ayeli Shekad on previously fired him. So that position is still open. And it's going to be interesting to follow up on this story and see how this is going to play out, if this position is going to be filled or not. And you know, this also connects with another story that we're going to be looking at in a minute about peace in the Middle East and Trump's peace plan, which, you know, there have been a lot of various things saying that, you know, parts of the plan have been leaked, so on and so forth. And really, we're not going to know for sure until the whole plan is revealed. But again, you know, so this goes to the larger issue. If that position is vacant and if it's going to be filled in the way that some Jewish people would like to see it filled, what is that going to mean for the Jewish state in prophecy? Again, it could be, even though it's perfectly acceptable to want a sovereign nation to be sovereign and rule themselves how they want, it still could create the conditions for the Antichrist to take advantage of that. But we also know that the Antichrist, this end times figure, is inevitable. It's going to happen no matter what. It's written. It's going to happen. There's no avoiding it. So whatever circumstances are over there, this figure will try to use to his benefit anyway. So you're kind of in a catch-22 here, at least prophetically speaking. So we don't really know how far we can take that interpretation, or how far we can lend support to something. And you know, this also connects with the whole question of the Third Temple, you know, because there are Christians who obviously don't support the idea of a Third Temple. But then there are others who say, well, if they're a sovereign nation, they should be able to do what they want. And, you know, they shouldn't be put under persecution for that just because we have different beliefs. And, you know, I see both sides of this issue. While I understand that the implementation of a Third Temple will... But is that the cause? You know, does that really usher in end times? Or is that just an example of end times already being ushered in? You know, because we'd have to talk about that too. Would it mean if we somehow could prevent it and we did not allow them to have a third temple, does that mean that we halt prophecy because of that? Or does it mean that prophecy gets fulfilled anyway and it doesn't matter what we do because it's prophecy and it's going to be fulfilled? What is our role in the fulfillment of prophecy? Now, should we actively try to suppress a people who want something for their country just because it violates what our Christian religious beliefs are about a third temple? Or should we say, well, it's going to happen anyway, and really ultimately it's up to God, not up to us. So if they want a temple, they should be allowed to pursue that, and then we should be allowed to, not through force, but we should be allowed to try to evangelize them and bring them to Christ, because if they're Christians, they're not going to want a third temple. They'll realize that they don't need one. So there's a lot of really tricky questions with this whole thing. But it's important that we talk about these things as Christians, because it really is the future of the world that we're looking at here. So with all of that said, I know I just threw a lot out at you, but I do want to know what you think about all of this. I want to know what your thoughts are. Personally, I believe that they should be allowed to do what they want, because God himself has awarded people free will, right? So shouldn't we award people free will as well? And if they want to reject God and if they want to build this third temple, even though that is completely against the teachings of Jesus and it's completely, it very well might usher in the end times, should we allow them that freedom? I believe yes, because God allows people freedom. God allows people freedom to rebel against him all the time. It doesn't mean they should, but the solution to that is not forcing them not to and taking their free will away. The solution is to use our free will to convince them why they should use their free will in a different way. You know, specifically, we should be evangelizing these people, making disciples of all nations, bringing them to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, all of that stuff, because that will solve all these problems. If we were able to do that, or if we at least tried, I mean, we got to get out there and try. That could have some serious prophetic implications, because that could promote repentance, which repentance can stave off judgment at least for a little while. And I believe that's why we're never told an exact when all this stuff is going to happen, because repentance can happen. If we knew when, we might not be motivated to go and try to get people to repent, because we would say, well, it's going to happen at this date anyway, so who cares? So for all we know, all of these third temple prophecy things, we could possibly stave it off now, and then maybe they'll get fulfilled in 100 years or in 1,000 years. You know, we don't really know. So I think that's the solution. I think ultimately, simply Jesus Christ is the solution to all of this. But you know, of course you got to look deeper than just saying that, because that's an obvious statement and you got to explain what you mean. So that's where I fall on all of this. But I want to know what you think. I would love it if you would leave me a comment. Please subscribe to this channel and click the bell for notifications. And hey, while you're subscribing, go click on the links in the description, because we got some really cool stuff for you. If you are a chronic pain sufferer like I am, you probably have at least heard of CBD oil. This could be a game changer for you. So make sure you check it out. CBD Pure and CBD Pets, they make it for humans. They make it for pets. It is a game changer for chronic pain sufferers, or for people with anxiety, or even people who just have some insomnia and can't get a good night's sleep. Maybe you're dealing with some stress or whatever. This can really help. Now, I know the ad says go to joshpackdisclosure.com. That is not accurate anymore. We are updating the website. The website is dailyrenegade.com. But I don't know if those banners are up there by the time that you're watching this. So in case not, the best place to go to the description below and click on the link. That will give you a direct link directly to CBD Pure and CBD Pets. It's non-GMO, totally organic, pesticide-free, pure all the way around. And they even prove it by being totally transparent and showing their scientific tests of their product, third-party testing facility, right on their website. So you can do your own research, check it out. And they also offer a money-back guarantee. So they are a company that truly believes in their product. You're not going to find anything better out there. Make sure you check that out. Also, check out my friends at Coastline Kratom. Again, click the link in the description below. And this is the best quality kratom you're going to find online today. So check out Coastline Kratom. There's a wide variety of strains and different strengths depending on what your tolerance is. I suggest just getting the beginner's pack of the enhanced strains. So that way you can really test your tolerance. You know, just start with a little bit. You can do your research into how much to take and all of that. I don't want to get too bogged down on the details of it, but check that out. If you're a member of Daily Renegade, you can go back in the archives of the Daily Renegade. It's for members only, because YouTube deleted the videos, but you can go back in the archives and you can actually find my personal recommendations for everything Kratom. You can find a video on that. So make sure you check that out. And also, that's just a great reason why you should become a member of Daily Renegade today. So go to dailyrenegade.com, become a member, $10 a month or $100 a year. That ensures that you get access to all the videos that cannot be aired on YouTube, which there's quite a bit of them. You know, actually, when we do these PEC reports, you're only really getting half of the video. And so you get that, but you also get other shows. Gary Wayne, author of Genesis 6 Conspiracy, has an amazing show called The Christian Contrarian. You get Seth MacFarlane's Apollineering, and we have new shows to come. Ryan Peterson is going to do a show. We just started a show with my wife, Christina Peck, and one of her good friends, Sandy Ashley, called Women Glorifying God. So we got something for everybody. Make sure you check it out. DailyRenegade.com. Become a member today. You can find that link in the link below or just go straight there. All right. So we do have to talk about this Middle East peace plan and the latest on that, but that is going to be for members only. So if you're not a member, go become a member. Make sure you subscribe to this channel. Click on the bell for notifications. Non-members, hang on the line. We got a lot more to talk about. For everybody else, thank you so much for joining us. And until next time, take care and God bless. Okay, members only. So now Yahoo News has reported on this that already there are low hopes for a U.S. peace plan in the Middle East. And apparently that dimmed even further last Monday as President Trump acknowledged widespread doubts and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, suggested Palestinians weren't ready to govern themselves. Now, keep in mind, this is Yahoo News. This is very left-leaning. So they're going to paint everything in the worst possible light, you know, imaginable. So that you're going to see that anyway. But they reported that the Trump administration, which has staunchly supported Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, notice that word staunchly, as if it's like a bad thing. Proudly or triumphantly supported Benjamin Netanyahu. Has seen a surprise bump in its rollout after the right-wing prime minister failed to form a coalition, triggering new elections. So the United States will lay out an economic component of the plan on June 25th through 26th in Bahrain, but has said that the political plan will come out only when the timing is right. So it looks like we have to wait a little bit longer, although it is Trump, and sometimes he does things really, really fast, you know, way faster than anyone expected, like the embassy. So we might not have to wait quite as long. We're going to keep on this story here at Peck Report for sure. Now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, in a closed door meeting last week with Jewish leaders, said that was leaked to The Washington Post, frankly acknowledged obstacles in the peace plan. So he said, quote, it may be rejected, could be in the end, folks will say it's not particularly original. It doesn't particularly work for me. That is, it's got two good things and nine bad things. I'm out, end quote. And again, he said that according to the newspaper, which said it heard a recording. So again, you can just take that for what it's worth. Now, asked about his remarks in an interview with the Sinclair Broadcast Group, Pompeo again conceded that observers could look at Trump's track record and perceive the plan will be fundamentally one-sided towards Israel, which, yes, of course, because Trump knows the value in not giving the bullies anything that the bullies are after. But he said, quote, it is just simply not true. I think there will be things in this plan that a lot of people like, end quote. Now, Trump, asked about Pompeo's doubts on the plan gaining traction, said he may be right. I think we have a good chance, but we'll see what happens. Now, Trump, who's repeatedly sought to boost Netanyahu's political prospects, said that Israel was all messed up and that it was ridiculous that the Jewish state is heading to its second election this year. And so, you know, there are other aspects of this story about Palestinians possibly not being capable of governing themselves at this time. So that's something that needs to be looked at, and that the economic plan itself may be less controversial. But again, that depends on what your news source is. If it's something like Yahoo News, that might not be the case. So this is all stuff that we're going to have to look at. So, I mean, this is the absolute latest on what's out now, but we do still have a little ways to go before we're going to get the rest of the story, before this plan is finally rolled out and we can actually see, finally, if there are any prophetic implications to any of this. Because, again, I mean, there have been past leaders who have tried to make peace plans that haven't had any prophetic implications because they didn't go anywhere, and this very well could be another one of those. But if this is a plan that actually gets agreed on, that could be huge. And in the ways that it could be huge are numerous and would take hours to go through each of them. They're nearly infinite. Excuse me. So in number. So so all we can do is keep our eyes on this story and you know, just keep up to date and alter our opinions as the facts come in and just see what happens. So we will continue to do that. Be rest assured. We will stick on the story as well as many others here on Peck Report. Thank you so much for joining me. Again, if you haven't had a chance, leave me a comment. If you're viewing this on the website, leave a comment there. Yeah, I guess that's it. So I'm excited to know what you guys think. Till next time, take care and God bless.